Coming up here on KNKX is a story from our weekend show, Sound Effect. The theme is What a Mess, and Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing can tell you more.
Okay, so getting buckets of green slime dumped over your head can be really fun. But what if I said I was going to come over to your house or apartment and write words and numbers all over your walls? I'm guessing you would not like that kind of mess. Well, for one family in Lake Stevens, just east of Everett, words scrawled across their walls, their refrigerator, the floor, the ceiling, the TV, and the living room. This is how they communicate with their son, Jesse. Jesse is 8 years old. He's autistic. He makes lots of noises, squeals and squeaks, but he doesn't talk. He's tall for his age, could easily pass for 12. He takes after his parents. From the outside, their place looks like a typical suburban home. But once you step inside, your eyes get a little scrambled. What's a modest-sized house feels smaller because of all the writing, words from Disney movies, Dr. Seuss books, numbers, the names of colors, written in Sharpie and dry erase marker. What would inspire some of us to make a run on cleaning supplies does not faze Cheryl Piles, Jesse's mom.
He has pretty good handwriting when he's focused on it. When he's not so much.
Cheryl and her husband, Sam, started to notice something was different with Jesse when he was 14 months old.
Jesse wasn't making eye contact. He licked everything. I mean, it's normal for children to mouth things because that's their first way of learning, but he was licking the walls and windows and pretty much everything. So I will say, you know, at first both of us were just gobsmacked, you know, and well, we were grieving. You know, it's very hard to find out that your child is different and has a different set of rules.
Cheryl quit her job as a garden manager at a supermarket and became Jesse's full-time caregiver. Now they rely on Sam's income as an elevator mechanic. Cheryl was determined to reach her son, to communicate. He hated the sensation of pencil on paper, so Cheryl got a box of chalk. Jesse went to town outside, the sidewalk, the back deck, the side of the house. But when Cheryl tried to get Jesse to keep things neat and contained on a chalkboard inside, he didn't want anything to do with it. Inside the house, Jesse started drawing on the walls and the ceiling.
We had a microwave stand in his room that we were using for storing his toys, and he had climbed up on top of it and was standing on it like a foot from the ceiling, and he had written Miramax. Miramax. A four-year-old writing Miramax. And we're like, and from memory, because the TV was downstairs. Holy cow. So what else has he got hiding in there? So,
and this is based on Miramax movies he's seen.
Yes. Yes, he loves words. In fact, Dad and I joke about if we could just get a full-length movie of nothing but credits, that would be heaven for him because he loves words. He loves watching the words going up the screen. He'll rewind it, and he'll go all the way in the very end, and he'll rewind it.
At what point did you realize that it would go from that one word up there to the entire house?
Well, it was kind of a day-to-day, oh, there's words here, oh, there's words here, oh, there's words here. And I just kind of had to go with it and embrace it, you know, because he was writing. And, you know, random things keep showing up all the time. Like, on the side of the television, I think I wrote two color words. And then, like a month later, Dad pointed out to me, did you write that? And there's more color words, you know, and different words. So he knew that they grouped together. Just a lot of different little surprising things like that all the time.
You found an outlet for him to express himself. And a lot of people in your shoes, I don't know if we would have gotten there. And then to not be able to express yourself, I'm sure we create a lot of tension and frustration as you get older.
I read all these stories and I've seen I've seen so much doing all this autism research about how violent that a person with autism can get. And I get that, because if you can't communicate, having your needs met, your likes, your dislikes, life would suck, you know? Oh, you'll have to excuse me. That's a potty timer.
This timer goes off every hour.
Jesse, potty time!
This is when Cheryl guides Jesse to the bathroom. Jesse doesn't wear a diaper, and he prefers to relieve himself on the floor of his bedroom, usually when Cheryl's busy with something else. Still, she has hope that he will eventually go in a toilet. So this is the routine when they're home. Today, Jesse doesn't write on the walls very often. He uses a dry erase board or his iPad. He's now able to write specific requests. If he wants more of something, he has to write
more time, or if he needs help with something, write help.
Again, Jesse is vocal, but nonverbal. However, he has spoken with clear purpose a few sentences in his life. Each time, it was completely out of the blue, like a bolt of lightning.
One of the first things was, we were on a very long road trip to Eastern Washington, and it was hot. He was very frustrated with the straps on his chair at the time. And he said, I don't know if you can say this. He said, that's a b-. And still was slapping his legs. And it was like, Dad and I looked at each other. We're like, did he just actually say that? He didn't want to be in the car anymore.
Helping Jesse find his voice is one of the things Cheryl is working on. They go to behavioral therapy sessions 5 times a week. One of the exercises Jesse does is copying specific sounds his mom makes.
Say, Let me hear your voice. Nope.
Most days, Jesse is able to make some noises that he controls. And when that happens, he gets a handful of jelly bellies, fancy jelly beans. But not on this day.
I know, it's frustrating. We'll try again in a little bit.
All of this work and practice, writing on the walls, the whiteboard, using an iPad that can tell his parents when he wants a snack and what he wants to eat, simple sign language, it's all for the ultimate goal Cheryl has for Jesse.
I want him to get used to having a social life, living in society, without us, as opposed to, you know, being so isolated. One of my biggest nightmares is, like, he offends somebody, and he's a big guy, so, you know, some littler guy has a chip on his shoulder, oh, well, I'll just take you out. Well, they could, with, you know, their hands tied behind their back, because, you know, he's not going to fight, and all the horrible things that could happen like that terrify me. I want him to be able to communicate, you know, so he could say, oh, sorry, man, I don't understand, you know, or make it plain without there being a sign around his neck, I have autism.
Even though the writing on the walls, the furniture, the appliances, is playing a lesser role in Jesse's life as he learns new skills, the words and scribbles will not be painted over yet. The family is going to sell this house and move to a new school district that has better services for kids with autism. So for now, Cheryl is enjoying the cluttered walls, because for her, the words and phrases, they're memories of her son's progress, of moments they've shared. They are windows into her child. Special thanks to Everett Herald reporter Eric Stevick, who introduced us to Jesse and Cheryl Piles.